Hi, welcome. So thanks for having me here. Thanks for the organization committee of this workshop, and I'm really happy today to talk to you about my paper on GNU Geo implementation of multi-embodied learning for Internet of Things network. So I'm a PhD student in France. I'm finishing my PhD soon, and I'm advised by Christopher Moy at IETF France and Emily Kaufmann at CNRS. So our paper is online, and you have it in the proceedings. So what we want to do, and what I will show you in the next 13 minutes, is that in our paper we explained that we implemented a demonstration of a really basic Internet of Things or IoT network. We used OpenSUSE software and mainly the GNU Geo software and USAP boards brought by, I mean, bought at H2S Research. And what we try to show is that in a wireless allowable protocol, the IoT objects, if they can dynamically change the spectrum access, they are able on their own to improve the way they access the network and improve the network efficiency or successful communication rate by using some embedded, decentralized, low-cost machine learning algorithm. And instead of having really complicated machine learning algorithm like deep learning or neural networks, we use the multi-embodied model because it fits really well our problem. It's a discrete decision-making problem, so it fits well the spectrum access that we want to do. And our demonstration shows that using the really simple UCB algorithm from 2002, we're able to obtain really great empirical improvements in terms of successful transmission rate for these IoT devices in the network. So in the next 10 minutes, I will start by quickly highlighting the motivation behind this work, precising the system model, and then quickly showing you what is this model of multi-embodied learning, and explain one basic algorithm, which is the one we use. I will slightly show you our GNU Radio implementation with two parts, like the software and the UI, and then highlight one result of experiments. And please keep the question for the end. I will try to be as fast as possible, and I will try to answer you as precisely as possible. Okay, thanks. So the motivation is in this whole Internet of Things networks, a lot of people are saying that they're interesting, and a lot of people are saying that they will be more and more present in the day-to-day life in the next few years. So more IoT networks mean more objects, mean the networks will be more and more occupied. And basically, more objects will be arriving faster than more base station, more gateways. So all the networks will be more and more busy. And the main problem is that the spectrum occupancy is not really homogeneous. Usually, in one IoT network standard, one channel is used by one kind of object, and another channel is used by other kind of object. So maybe it's possible to ask for the object to automatically improve the efficiency they use the network, automatically improve the communication efficiency by learning on their own, automatically, on a decentralized way, to access the network more efficiently. And the main concept is, you want your object here in one field, you want your connected co, I don't know, to use a channel which is the most efficient for this device. And what we show is that simple but efficient learning algorithm can give real great improvements in terms of successful communication rate. And the main conclusion is, if we can do this at low cost, we can fit more objects in the existing IoT networks. So the system model for this paper, for this talk and this demo is we consider a wireless network in the ISM band, the free unlicensed band centered at 433 MHz in Europe. We have in all what we show, we have four orthogonal channels, but we could have more. And I'm considering one gateway which is handling different objects in this protocol, in this IoT network. And the communication are based on a really basic Aloha protocol without retransmissions. And for the sake of the demo, we imagine that objects send data for maybe 1 second, then they wait for an acknowledgement on the same channel, and they use this acknowledgement as feedback to know if the communication was successful or a failure. So the goal of the object is to communicate from time to time. So maybe it's a connected fridge communicating once a day, or connected co saying, "Hey, I'm still alive," every 10 seconds or something like this. And the goal of each object is to maximize its successful communication, and it's also to maximize the number of received acknowledgement. All right? So here's a small picture. So we have in blue one gateway and some objects, and in orange it's all the other things that will bother you. So the main focus we have on the paper is that we focus on one gateway. So we will have one network and one gateway. we'll say that the different objects, they have really limited computation power on the embedded CPU, but they can still use some basic algorithm if it's simple enough. And they can use the same standard, and they can run low-cost learning algorithm because they have some memory and some computation power. And what we also assume is that the spectrum occupancy of all the fucking network over there is stationary, but it's not uniform. That means some channels will be more occupied than the others. And as soon as we have this, it seems possible to do some learning, to be able to let the object automatically improve how it accesses the network. And it's what we're going to do. So, before going to the detail of the demo, I want to shortly explain this multi-unbounded framework. So it's the specialty of my thesis and of my advisor, Emily Kaufman. So it's been around there for Cognitive Radio for about 10 years. So I think some of you might already be familiar with it. So it's a model of a decision-making problem that considers some resources. So here it's the channels that we call arms, and some time slots that it's finite, all right? So maybe it's every second or every millisecond. And what you do when you play this game is, at each time, you need to choose one channel, and then you receive a reward, which is random, and your goal is to maximize this sum reward, or the expectancy, or the mean of this sum reward. So usually you have a hypothesis, like the reward is stochastic with some mean, and maybe they are distributed by a Bernoulli distribution. Maybe it's 0 with probability mu and 1 with probability 1 minus mu, or something like this. And it's a really basic but famous model because it's a good illustration, a good framework for this exploration-exploitation dilemma, because you need to explore all the resources to know which is the best, but you need to exploit the best as soon as you can. Otherwise, you just spend some time you lose some time just exploring useless things. So the basic algorithm you can try to think about is you have some memory, so you will keep some index of all the arms, and the index is basically your belief of the quality of the arm. And what you do at each time when you need to play is you take the arm, you take the resource, so the channel, which maximizes this index. If it's your belief that of the quality, what you want is to improve your quality, so you play according to the best arm in your belief. So the first algorithm you can think about is just imagine that you keep this xk, which is the sum of reward from this channel k. So it's just counting how many times you were successful using this channel. And this nk is how many times you tried. And as soon as you have this, you can compute empirical means of the quality of the arm, this mu k hat. And it's just saying how much you won in average on this arm. And you can just try to play according with it. It seems smart, it's not. It's failing miserably. I can explain more if you want at the end, but if you start by being unlucky, you can just fail and then fail completely. So, in 2002 and then from now on, some researchers have introduced algorithms which, instead of using this empirical mean, they use the mean and they add an exploration term. So the concept is, if the arm you believe is really good, but you haven't seen it a lot, this term on the right will be really large, because nk is small, so this term is large. So you want to favor to go see arms which have a higher, a really large expectancy, because you know they are good, and you play them a lot, so they are the good arms, and you want to go sometimes see the bad arms, or the arms you think are bad. Alright, so I don't want to go into too much details, but what I want to show you is that by counting how many times you succeed and how many times you fail, and by storing a little bit of memory, you can use this algorithm to efficiently decide between what to do at each time. And it's really simple. You just do two divisions, an algorithm, a square root. It can be done on a really basic CPU, and on the CPU you have on IoT devices. All right. So I'm another one, the first one to propose this. It's been around there for a while, since 2009, 2010. So it's not new. Okay, so now, before showing you the actual results we got on this demo, I want to quickly explain how we implemented our model and our learning algorithm on a GNU Radio implementation. So GNU Radio is a free open source software that can be downloaded from internet, and it can be programmed in C++ and Python, and it's connecting USAP boards to send data, receive data, and actually implement a network by yourself on a quite high level, all right? So, instead of choosing to use LoRa or Sigfox or any real-world protocol, what we wanted in this demo, in this paper, is to use the most simple wireless protocol to highlight that what we propose is generic. It's not for LoRa, it's for any kind of IoT network, and you can do it on your own platform if you want. All right, so I will highlight what is the physical layer, what's the equipment we use, the implementation, and a quick overview of the user interface. And there's a video of the demo online if you want. So the physical layer we use is each object, when it sends an uplink message, it's made of a fixed number of frame. So it starts with a preamble, which is the same for the all objects for phase synchronization. Then an ID of the object, which is made of complex QPSK symbols. So we use a QPSK modulation, and then arbitrary data. So in our demo, we don't really need data because we don't do any real world communication, but we could. So we add them, and then the donic message, the acknowledgement message, is sent from the unique gateway to this object. So it starts with the same preamble. So we have the same phase synchronization. It works really well, and then we have the same idea. So it's a really basic thing. It's not optimized for efficiency, it's optimized for simplicity. Next is the presentation of the equipment we used. So we used USAP boards from HS Research. One board is implementing this gateway, which is receiving and decoding and sending back the acknowledgement packet to the object. Some IoT devices are implemented with one USB board by each device. And then the interesting part of the demo is that, well, we have this gateway, we have this object, and what we want is to highlight that the object can learn to access the gateway efficiently if the surrounding traffic, if all the messing traffic around is non-stationary, I mean, it's stationary but non-uniform. So what we have, what we did is adding one board which simulates IoT traffic. And I can show you that in 2 years, if I do this again, I can go in the city don't write this myself, because the surrounding traffic will already be there. But for now, in our campus, there's no IoT devices running around, so we just implemented a random traffic generator. All right? So as I said, the implementation is using GNU/Radio, and everything is written in C++. So I will show you quickly how it works. So a GNU/Radio companion is asking you to write a flowchart, like in MATLAB Simulink. So here is the random traffic generator. So we can see that we have one block that we wrote ourselves that is generating some random traffic. And then we just do FFT and poof, we send the data to this USAP at this frequency. So it's really simple. Then we can see that we have this IoT gateway. So it has two USAP, but it's actually the same one as source and as sync. It receives the data, it tries to demolidate, then it checks if it's really an acknowledgement, and then it sends an acknowledgement back if some threshold is high enough. So it's really basic. And the same for the dynamic object, so it's exactly the same. The interesting part is that so it starts as source, so it listens to, and then it check if it's an acknowledgement. If it is, after the demodulation, it check if it's an acknowledgement for itself as a good idea. Then if it is, it generates some traffic. And actually here we have the USB the UCB learning algorithm there. And then it sends back the traffic. All right. So what's interesting is that I want to show you that as soon as you run all these parts, you can have this interface that we implemented using GNU/Radio. And so on the left we have the IoT traffic generator, which generates this traffic. So we can see here in the demo that it was more busy on the first channel, less busy on the second, and quite not busy on the fourth one. So the goal is for the dynamic IoT object to intelligently, automatically, on its own, learn that this channel might be the best one. And it's what we see here. So what we see here is the number of time the dynamic IoT object was communicating. And we see that most of the time it's focusing on channel 4 and channel 3. And here it's what the gateway sees. So all this blue thing is the useless data sent by the traffic generator. So the gateway is not replying to it. And here the red thing is, the green thing is what is received, so what is seen from the gateway sent by the IoT object, and what is red is what is sent back here. So that's the acknowledgement. Okay, and what we see here is, as on the paper, this is counting the number of trials you did in all the channels, counting the number of success, and here is counting the mean success rate. And we can see that the object is clever, because really quickly, like in about 60 trials, which is about 1 minute, it learned to maximize its efficiency, maximize its successful transmission rate by really quickly just going on the good channel. So it's quite awesome. So this is a static view of the demonstration. If you are curious, there is a video about 6 minutes showing different settings and different cases and different algorithms. and you can go online and check it out. So instead of showing you, I mean, also after showing you this static view of the demo, I can easily show you one graph showing how efficient is the approach we propose. So we consider the same example as before. So we have four different channels, and we imagine non-uniform background traffic. So maybe a lot of devices on the city are using the first two channels. Maybe one provider of objects, like the connected cars are using channel one, connected doors and connected windows are using channel two, and that's it. So you have a lot of freedom on the two last channels. So what we do to compare how efficient you could be with this learning algorithm is to compare against what is currently the state of the art. And currently the state of the art is to use a uniform random access, a uniform access. So here in this example, the uniform access strategy was obtaining about 40% successful rate, which is not so bad. It's quite all right. That means when you send a message, you need to try maybe two or three times, and then, well, it's working. So what we want to show at the next graph is on blue, that's a uniform channel access. So it means your device, your IoT device, is not learning. It's just at every time it accesses one random channel among the four, and that's it. Alright. And the two other graphs, so the red one is the interesting one because it's the algorithm I had time to show in the talk. It's a UCB algorithm, so quite quickly, in about 1-2 minutes, it starts from 40% successful rate to 60, 70, 80%. So, of course, here we set up a really basic network, but it's quite an impressive rate. It doubles the successful communication rate. It's not winning 2%, it's doubling the efficiency of the network of this object. So I will conclude, I will finish. So what I showed you here quickly is that we propose a really basic simple model of an IoT network made of one gateway, some objects. We propose the physical layer, which is the most basic one based on Aloha. And I showed you this multi-unbounded model and algorithm. I hope you understood the basic gist of it. So our demonstration was written in C++ and using GNU Radio Companion. So everything, the source code of the demo is open source, and you could just download GNU Radio, download the source code, and run again the results if you have USAP broadcasts or other wireless broadcasts like this. And the results we have, the take-home message we have, what I want you to remember from my talk is that it's possible that if you have IoT objects that are dynamically configurable in terms of channel access or other parameters, they could be able to easily learn on their own to favor certain channel or certain radio configuration if the environment is not completely uniform. If there is something to learn, you could use really basic multi-unbounded algorithm to learn what is interesting to learn. And the goal is quickly, if the environment is quite stationary, quickly you can improve your successful communication rate and completely outperform the uniform access that is still considered state of the art. So some future works, if we have more time, what could be interesting it's to study real IoT LP1 protocol like LoRa. So it's already being implemented in my team. I've stopped working on it, but it's already implemented. We are also interested, we were interested in exploring the directions of extending this model to have retransmissions. So it's also a paper I showed actually 2 days ago at a workshop on Monday. And there's also this IoT Legion project at Rennes, so you can check it out online. So, conclusion and take-home message is our paper is online, the video of the demo is online, the source code is online, so you can just go and check it out. And thanks for listening. I now have some time for questions. Yeah? Okay. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.